Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Hello, Suburbs Radio.
I called earlier this week about a request, and I've been, like, listening to your shows, and, man, I really like your radio station and all, but I didn't hear, you know, like, anything by Collins, and I don't know if, like, have you reinstated your Phil Collins band policy, man? Because I wanted to hear, like, some Brand X or, like, some of those, you know, tracks that he drummed on from, like, Another Green World or anything really dope. Oh, man, your station is the best, man. I just keep my internet on all night, and, like, I like that guy Otto. He's really good, man. And also, man, do you have any stickers with your logo? Because it's pretty boss. And I was wondering, are you going to have, like, a pledge drive, man? Because I could come in and help out, answer phones, and, like, bake some brownies or whatever you need me to do. Because lately, you know, I've been not all that busy, and things have been happening like me.
Okay, guys, today is a big day here on the pod on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Keith Jacobson.
All right, we have Keith with us. He's been with us all this week. The reason why this is such a big day is because all week long we have been talking about the new Rockin' the Suburbs radio, 24/7, broadcasting full songs, music for you peoples to consume and enjoy. You can hear that at suburbsradio.com. And Keith is the general manager of that station, I guess is probably the way to go. He's the guy who really got this started and making this happen. And we talked about that earlier in the week. And he also hosts a couple of different shows on the station. We'll get to that today. But today what we're going to do is we're going to take you through the Friday schedule of DJs and then through the weekend, right? Because this thing goes on, you know, like I said, 24/7. There's a 7 in there. So we have that commitment. And so we're going to go through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's DJ lineup. All right. So let's kick this off here with the first DJ from Friday. That's Mackenzie Crenshaw.
What's up, everybody? My name is Mackenzie Crenshaw. I'm a new DJ on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. My show is called Max Mix. It's a very simple concept. I play my music on shuffle, and whatever comes up is whatever I play. It's very chaotic. There's no consistency, and it's fun. My favorite song that has the word radio in it has to be Radio Radio by Elvis Costello and the Attractions. I think that's all I was supposed to say. You should tune in.
All right. So happy that Mackenzie is involved.
Thrilled. Thrilled beyond belief. Yeah.
She's a great personality and has really great music taste. And when can people hear her, Keith?
So she's at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fridays.
There you go. And one-hour show.
One-hour show.
Yeah, the weekend starts there, yeah.
And hopefully soon, I think her schedule will allow that she's going to be live, I think. So.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
That's great. I love the concept here. She just, there's a certain random aspect to her show.
Love that,
which I think is really fun, right? You never know what's going to happen.
She has a great collection based off of the early episodes here that she's had. So
I was going to say the same thing, yeah.
All right, so that's wonderful. Okay, then let's see here. After Mackenzie's show, then it's one of your shows, Keith.
That's right, Jim. So, you know, as general manager, I have the ability to assign myself a number of shifts. So I did assign myself. I had an idea early on that it would be kind of fun on Fridays, of course, being the day all the new albums come to your local record stores. I thought it would be kind of fun to have an hour-long show Friday afternoon of like, hey, what's new out there that you should go visit your local record stores and pick up? Or what are some new singles that came out that week that, you know, from some forthcoming albums? And so trying to focus and hit it in 1 hour's time. And it's a very eclectic mix of artists. I think that, you know, listeners of the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast and radio station would like. And so it's just really 1 hour boom, boom, boom of some really great new music to check out.
I think that is a great idea.
Yes, totally agree. I love it.
I will tell you, it is it's like cramming last minute for a test that you have, because you know a lot of that new music doesn't launch until, I'm going to say, midnight, you know, and so on the streaming services, at least to find it. And I'm long in bed by then. So it's really that, you know, part of that next day of during my day job, hopefully being able to listen to, you know, some of the new music and try to decide what's best out there to evaluate for the masses. So
it's great. And you provide a vital service, I think.
It's fun. It is a lot of fun to discover new, you know, I like to bring to the listeners, you know, the sort of some typical artists that you would hear, you know, have new music. But I also like to try to find and discover some new artists that you're, you know, not aware of, hopefully, and introduce it through that. So, and a lot of that new music that you hear on Fridays will then get added to the music library to auto the DJ in the mix.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Okay, now you have another show on Sunday, but we'll wait and talk about that.
Yes, and Sunday. I'll have my radio song for Sunday. I'll save it for that.
Okay, so. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's see here. After Keith's new music hour, then you get to hear from Vasanth Ramamurthy.
Hey, Suburbs Pod community. This is Vasanth Ramamurthy talking to you from the suburbs of Chicago about my radio show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. It's called My Noise, and it's currently airing 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays, but of course, check your local listings since that could change. My show focuses on a lot of punk and indie rock, and that includes post-punk and proto-punk like MC5, Stooges, and then going up to stuff like The Clash, etc., and then a lot of 80s American stuff like Husker Du, Pixies, Replacements, that kind of thing. And then 90s and current indie rock, like I think Touch and Go, Matador, Merge Records, stuff like that. So if you enjoy that kind of music, definitely check out the show. And as far as a song that I like that has radio in the title, I would pick New Radio by Bikini Kill. Pretty much fits the aesthetic of my show. So thanks for listening. Take care.
Okay, that is great. And Vasanth's show, it's really like a sonic experience, that 1 hour you get in that week.
It's great. I love it. It's, you know, super aptly titled, because it you do feel like you're peering into one person's, you know, CD or cassette carrier that they took with them, you know, when they were riding around. I used to have that thing with all the CDs in it, the little shoulder thing that I would play when I would drive around, and it's got that feeling to it. It's great, and it's a great way to begin your weekend on Friday afternoon.
That's why I think it's perfect drive time, you know, music. Yeah. For that drive home to start your weekend off. So
what time is his show again?
That's from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now this is a part of the show here where I have a beef with our station general manager, and who decided to schedule me after Vasanth's great show, right? So, you know, it's like having this like awesome opening band that comes on, and then you have to follow that, right?
Jim, you need to look at it differently. It's really a gift. I'm gifting you all of the listeners that are listening to Vasanth's great show, yeah. and it's your job to hold that audience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that. All right. So anyway, my show is on from 6 to 8 p.m. on Fridays. And you mentioned the drive time thing, so that's where I got the name of it, the Last Chance Power Drive, with the idea of being that this is a way really to transition from your work week into your weekend, right? And I take this responsibility very seriously. Let me tell you guys this, because I've given a lot of thought to what will help people as they go through that transition, right? So I usually start, I'm still sort of refining this, but I usually start, you know, off with some really good, like energetic songs, right? So you could just get, you know, just experience that excitement of being done with your work week. And now it's the weekend. It's a great time, you know? And so you're going to hear that usually at the top of the show. And then we'll do another block where I'll kind of maybe slow things down a little bit so you can have that weekly cry. Because I think that's important for us as well, right?
That's right.
So do that and then expel that from your system. And then after that, it's sort of, you know, whatever I kind of feel like. And oftentimes it'll depend on where we're going in the weekend. But sometimes I'll maybe have some theme block somewhere that relates to the weekend. So like, for instance, I've done, you know, like I did like a Super Bowl block when it was Super Bowl weekend. I did an NBA All-Star game block when it was that weekend as well. So sometimes it's related to the weekend, or sometimes it's just, you know, a mix of music that I think will help you, you know, feel good heading into that weekend time. No thoughts on my show, so that's all right.
Haven't heard it yet. Sorry. Oh, sorry. <All right. laughs> Just kidding.
I was going to say, no, you do a great job, Jim. One of the first shows we had, right, Keith, on the program, and it's already sort of established itself as that's where you got to be on Friday afternoon. You know, I often have do a little band practice on Friday afternoon, so it's nice to be able to, just before we get started, listen to a little bit of Jim's program to get me in the mood to jam.
I do wonder, though, like I said, I take the responsibility very seriously, but I also wonder sometimes that I pick a time slot when people actually have things to do. That could be the one flaw in my thinking, but anyway. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's the perfect launch into the weekend. And technically in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area, that is still drive time because it takes you about 2.5 hours to drive home around there, right? So for many, that's still drive time. So,
it does. Yeah. Yeah. It's a 2-hour commute in many cases.
That was my thought process with that. And then as well, and then when you get into the other time zones, right? So it's all, you know, it's sort of people are getting in their cars and heading out. So, okay.
Hey, and anywhere the highway can be jammed with broken heroes.
That's right. So absolutely.
You may be stuck.
Now, I have to pick a radio song here. And so here's what we're going to play. Slim Dunlop, who used to be with The Replacements toward the end, he did a couple of solo albums in the 90s. Really, really cool stuff. And on one of his albums, he had this song called Radio Hook Word Hit. Okay, so now we're heading into the weekend, and Saturday there are a couple of shows, and let's see, let's start here with Kevin Bartlett.
This is Kevin Bartlett from the suburbs of Chicago, and my show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio is Jammin' with Kevin. My brain seems to work in themes, so each week I feature your music, my perfect pop, and of course, a jam band segment, so you'll always get your dose of fish. I hope it's an eclectic mix of music that you enjoy. It's a lot of fun curating the set list each week. The great thing about Rock in the Suburbs Radio is that there are no algorithms driving our playlist. We just play damn good music, like this one from Everclear, AM Radio. Enjoy.
Okay, I like what Kevin had to say there about this is like real people bringing you real music.
For sure, and Kevin brings a little bit of the jam band vibe into there, but also with some modern indie rock in that mix. So, and Kevin hailing from just outside of Chicago, that's one of our biggest areas for listenership at this point, and for DJs outside of the DC, Northern Virginia area. But Chicago is a big area, of course, for us as well, and has a lot of great music as well coming out of Chicago. And Kevin brings some of that to you as well.
Totally, totally. And let's start filling that Saturday slot up. I love that Kevin's taking that initiative and jumping in there first thing Saturday morning and cranking some tunes. I love it.
Yep. So Kevin's going to be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. That's actually really early for Kevin. He's in Central Time Zone, so that means he's going to be on at 8 o'clock his time, but 9 o'clock for those in the East. So,
yeah. His Red Hot and Brew will be coffee.
Yes. It's Saturday, though. Maybe mix in a little bit of something with that coffee.
Yeah, might be Irish. Yeah. Might be a little Irish coffee going, yeah.
Okay, and then after Kevin is Mike Coley.
Hey there, peoples. This is Mike Coley from smack dab in the middle of New York State. I fancy myself a writer and photographer, all-around music nerd. I also publish a website called 315music.com. You can check out my new radio show, Walking at a Suburban Pace, on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio each Saturday morning from 10 to noon. I'm all over the place music-wise, so you can expect to hear just about anything from the Great American Songbook to a deep dive into the SST Records catalog. Right now, let's listen to some Nirvana radio-friendly Unit Shifter.
Yeah.
All right, great to have Mike on board.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what you didn't hear there, folks, is that every episode of Mike's show is guaranteed to rattle a crucifix off your wall if you have one.
You love that story.
It's the best
Let's
story.
Hope so. Let's yeah, hope so.
That's right.
You're probably going to get more metal on Mike's show than probably any of the other DJs.
I would say that's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only that, because as you mentioned, it's a mix of stuff, including the Great American Songbook.
Yes.
So you could go from that to like Iron Maiden.
That's right. Cole Porter, Iron Maiden, Anthrax. Yeah, that's where we are.
Mike, I'm looking forward to it. He is working on his first show. Hopefully by the time this airs, it will have happened. But so we're eagerly anticipating to hear what the Mike Coley experience will be all about.
Yeah.
So what's Absolutely. His time
Well,
slot?
He said from 10 a.m. to noon, I need to talk to Mr. Coley and see if we have a little flexibility there to maybe be 11 a.m. to 1. So we'll see how that works. So, yeah, we're still working through some of the scheduling bugs, but for the most part, we're getting there. So,
yeah, well, this is a good time to mention, too, if you go to suburbsradio.com where you can tune in, there's also a daily schedule
yes,
right there.
Great point.
It shows all the shows mm-hmm. right there on the webpage, and you can click through the week. Which is really nice as well.
Yes.
Great point.
And so also, I'll say at this point too, on Saturdays, so those are our two new shows. And then we also try to do a lot of replays from the week because we understand you can't, as Eric Didrikson likes to say, keep it locked. We understand
That's right.
life gets in the way of keeping it locked on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. So you can catch a lot of replays on Saturday as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're running around doing your errands, your chores, things like that on Saturday, just tune in via the mobile experience, and you'll be able to catch up on what you missed. That's what I've been doing.
I think that makes a lot of sense. So Saturday, you do just want to have that on the whole time.
Just yeah,
use
just
up your
all
whole
day.
Use up all your monthly data. Just have that going all the time. All right. Now Sunday, this takes us to Sunday morning coming down. What happens on Sunday morning?
So Sunday mornings, I host a paper called I host a show entitled Sunday Papers from 10 a.m. to 12 noon every Sunday morning. So I like to sort of bring that little slowed down pace, get your Sunday going. We start
yep.
every episode off with another rendition of Sunday Morning Coming Down. Of course, the famous Johnny Cash song, actually written, though, by Kris Kristofferson. I actually just read there's a email blast that I subscribe to, which is, I think it's called The Best Song in the World. And it every week there's some explanation about a song. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, I've been doing the show a longer, for the last month or two. The song they chose was Sunday Morning Coming Down. So,
wow, how cool.
And it tells the story of Kris Kristofferson actually bringing that song to Johnny Cash via helicopter. Kris Kristofferson was in some sort of military reserve. So I guess the Air Force or the Army yeah. Reserve, right? So, and he... I don't know Chris's story that well, but apparently his family was well off, but he decided I'm going to do this singer-songwriter thing, and they sort of stopped supporting him. They thought, well, you know, I'm going to make it there. Anyway, so then he helicoptered this song over to Johnny Cash, and Johnny Cash, of course, recorded it, and the history is there, of course, for Kris and where his career went. So anyway, we start every episode off with a rendition of it. Even last week, we had Telly Savalas, TV's Kojak, believe it or not, had a rendition of it. So I just, take that vibe of just trying to, a little slow and easy pace for a Sunday morning. And then I'll mix in a set where it sort of peps it up a little bit to sort of get it, get you going. We might pull it back a little bit. So it's a pretty eclectic mix, but I would say it's a little bit more on the mellow side for that Sunday morning. So, and I'm going to choose for my song. So those of you listening can't see this, but I theme dressed today. And so I wore a shirt for Josh Ritter. He's one of my favorite singer-songwriters. He actually has an album and a song entitled from early in his career called Golden Age of Radio. And that song is really about the Grand Ole Opry, which, of course, is one of the radio classics where everybody would tune in for it. And talking about hearing Patsy Cline on the Grand Ole Opry.
Picture they took of you in your cowboy hat makes you look like you are one of the boys out on a Saturday night. Meanwhile, way outside of the dance hall, I'm a joke that you'd probably enjoy. On the outside of Memphis, all the buildings look big, and the white picket fences all there to charge around the lawn and hold their heads up high. When my headlights find them out, they'll be the first to put their hands in the air with my radio. All singing a country song, soft and low. So living on the edge of the city limit line, this is where the boundary finally ends. And I swear that we're the last living souls in a populated ghost town. All the billboards are our best friends. Oh, which way did I last chance go, and can we get at it? Go right now, cause it seems that with the malls and the mega church stadiums, we would get at it if we knew just how with a radio. Oh, all singing a country song, soft and low. Oh, I got a worried mind.
Okay, and then, so anyway, your show again, 10 a.m. to noon.
Yes, on some Eastern on Sunday mornings. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And often, I got to say, I have been awake, and there was no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And it's nice to listen to Keith's show during that time.
That's right. Okay. And then after all of that, there's one more, right?
Yep.
At least for the time being, there's one more show.
One more show. And quite.
On Sundays. What
quite
is that?
The show it is. That's Scott Parks from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. And his show is called My Collection. And I'll let him tell you about it.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs community. It's Scott Parks here from the My Collection show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. As the name implies, My Collection is the show where I bring you selections from my personal collection of records, CDs, and tapes, all based around a different topic each week. You never know what you'll hear on my show, ranging from classic country to alternative to metal, but one thing you'll always hear is a set of music highlighting the brilliance of Guided by Voices and Robert Pollard. Check out Radio Show, Trust the Wizard, by Guided by Voices, and make sure to tune in to SuburbsRadio.com every Sunday night at 7 Eastern for a little peek into my collection.
All right, there we go. Any thoughts there on Scott's show, 7 Eastern on Sundays?
It's incredible. And I hope that one day we can get the man himself, Bob Pollard, to tune in. Because I do, and I say this in all sincerity, I think he would love it. Because Scott plays in a super eclectic mix that you know, music lovers with broad taste, like Pollard himself, you know, apparently has a legendary record collection, would totally dig. And he puts those things together, and they just kind of spill out and unwind in a really, really cool way. And anybody who follows Scott on the socials or knows him at all knows what a voracious appetite he has for collecting vinyl and music, and all that stuff he's playing is stuff he owns a copy of, and I think it's wonderful. And, you know, in many cases nowadays, right, Jim and Keith, when you buy a new platter, you get a MP3 download card. Here's an ideal way to use that. You know, you buy a new piece of vinyl, use the MP3s here to play on Suburbs Radio. So it's a great way to kind of wind up the weekend and, you know, keep it going. In some cases, you get fired up for the week ahead as well.
I think the cool thing too is that it's not a static collection, meaning he is adding to that. Although if his wife is listening, it's a static collection. But
he didn't buy that
he's
much.
Adding to it constantly. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot of even brand new stuff on there, but brand new into his collection. So every year there'll be about 3 or 4 new Guided by Voices albums that are added to that collection. So yeah, I believe there's a new one coming out in a week or two. I think Scott already at the time of this recording got the vinyl copy of it ahead of time.
So there you go.
He may play a Guided by Voices song on his show, and by the end of the show there's another album which he could play another song from. Okay, so there we go. That's it. I mean, when I say that's it, I mean that's a lot. That's a lot. Really, really cool people playing cool music for cool listeners.
Yeah, I just want to take, you know, a moment here to say, well, first of all, thank you to you, Jim and Patrick, for, you know, of course, creating this community and then allowing me to help create this radio station, of course. And then I want to thank all of the DJs that we've talked about this week for all the great content that they're providing. I really, you know, appreciate it. And, you know, tell a friend about this station, because we definitely want to encourage, you know, to increase this listenership. We know that there's a lot of folks out there that would enjoy what we have out there. And so we want to build this. You know, I think it's going to be some organic growth until the budget comes through for billboards. I think that it'll be very organic. So, you know, make sure to tell a friend how to listen, you know, help them out, set it as a favorite on their phone or on their laptop. And, you know, let's just keep growing this thing, because who knew when you guys created this podcast where it would be today, this empire that you have now of a podcast, radio station, festivals. I mean, you know, it's huge. So I don't know what's next. An electric car maybe that has all of this programmed in it. Is that in the work somewhere? I don't know. So.
Or maybe an advertiser. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right.
But no, Keith, I want to echo what you said to thank all the people that have invested their time, energy, and intelligence into being DJs. And certainly thank you so much. We know that you have a family and work full time and all that. And you've your energy and just organization and intelligence and putting this together is just, you know, there are not words. So thank you so much, brother.
Thank you. This thing's going to run on its own pretty soon, though. So
let's do it.
I just think it's been so gracious of you to ignore those other responsibilities that you have for
you
this.
Know, it has been a little challenging. I was almost going to have to consult Bill Mulligan as our resident attorney for a few things to take care of, but we worked through that. So I think we're in good shape. Good. So, yeah.
Good. Okay. So, I guess at this point, all we can really do is just say, listen to Suburbs Radio. Go to suburbsradio.com and listen, and just have that on as you go about your day. And you'll be a better person for it.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned the website, suburbsradio.com. As I mentioned, we're going to keep working on it, making it even easier for people to access. I want to echo what Keith said about tell your friends and stuff like that. I think, you know, we get it. Sometimes recommending people listen to a podcast, that can sometimes be a tough sell, you know, depends on the person, what have you. But, you know, to say tune in for a little while whenever, you know, listen to radio, I mean, that seems like, you know, a pretty cool thing you can do for your friends.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, if you're on the socials, so your Facebook, your Twitter, and if you have a show, or even if you just want to promote the station, go out there and reach out, because, you know, especially on a place like Twitter, I mean, there are a ton of music fans. I mean, my Twitter is full of music, Detroit Tigers and music fans. So,
right.
You know, put it out there. I'm sure a few people will check it out and tune in.
Yes,
and then
please.
They will then keep it locked. After they find us, they will keep it locked, as Eric Didrikson likes to say. So
please do that.
Absolutely.
And then our social medias are Twitter at Suburbs Radio, and also on Facebook. Just search for Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. All right. I think that's it, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I gotta go home now. I gotta leave your basement, Jim. I gotta head back up north to Michigan. Yes, right. To the snow.
All right. Take care. And we know that there are some other people who are working to get their shows launched.
Yep.
And we'll revisit this when we, you know, sort of get the next wave of DJs on board.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs, the podcast. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Keith Jacobson.
And we'll talk to you all later. Okay, now you say what I love.
Got a name, kid?
Yeah, it's Otto.
Otto? Auto Parts?